something to play for. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
College football has generated a lot of buzz, a lot of negative buzz, about its upcoming playoff. While many are pleased to see a system in place resulting in a Final Four concept to determine a champion on the field, the system has already created a new attitude about what happens to those teams left out that is even worse than its predecessor. One loss and your season is on the brink. Two losses and suddenly you have nothing left to play for. So again, entertainment sports are casting a pall over everything else that says you're worthless if you don't win the ring, or at least play for it. Now, we're not immune from some of that attitude at the high school level by the virtue of the fact that we sponsor tournaments. Our own ranks are peppered with those who think the only value our games have is if we win. But we already know how far down the list winning ranks with kids who play sports. Another recent study didn't even put winning in the top half of over 80 things that kids listed that were important to them about playing sports. And while everyone certainly enjoys winning, maybe we should listen to the kids when it comes down to determining what's important about our games. Kids play games for fun, and the reason many kids drop out of organized sports before they even hit high school is that they stop being fun. Schools sponsor sports so kids can have another opportunity to learn about what they can achieve as students first, and then as athletes. How they can learn to be their best, not only between the lines, but outside the lines. How they can learn to prepare themselves for when they're in the real world and the cheering stops. And so they can have fun with their schoolmates and build lifetime relationships. When you look at it from that perspective, there are so many things to play for every day in school sports, the last bastion of educational athletics. So many things to be learned beyond the final score, that it's all a heck of a lot better than what the colleges covet so much, their precious Final Four. So even with our tournaments for the season winding down towards their completions, there will be joy and disappointment, but there will be learning and growth for the participants. Let's carry that perspective with us these next 2 weeks. Let MHSAA.tv take you across the state this weekend for association championship action in three sports. It all starts Thursday in Battle Creek, with the girls' volleyball semifinals and finals, with four matches each day. The Lower Peninsula Girls' Swimming and Diving Championships take place Friday and Saturday at three locations, and for the first time, MHSAA.tv will be there to cover the prelims on Friday live. Then it's Super Streaming Saturday, where on top of the live streams from the volleyball court and the swimming pool, MHSAA-TV will have 12 live semifinal games in the MHSAA football playoffs. Day pass is just $9.95, and a month pass for $14.95 will allow you to watch all 3 days of action. And wait, there's more! FoxSportsDetroit.com will have live video streams from the 8-player football final Friday night at 7 from Greenville's Legacy Field between Cedarville and Lawrence, and four football semifinal games on Saturday on the Prep Zone. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.